This week's parsha is Parshas Bechukosai, and we will start our shiur in the first pasuk in this week's parsha. The first pasuk in this week's parsha, which is chapter 26, verse number 3, says, "Im Bechukosai telechu, if you will go in my statutes, ves mitzvoisai tishmoiru, and you observe my commandments, vasisem oisam, and you will perform them." The first Rashi of the Parsha asks a question: what does it mean, Bechukosai telechu, you will walk or you will go in my statutes? So Rashi says, Yochlu zekium mitzvois, one might be able to think that this is referring to the fulfillment of the commandments, meaning when the Torah says, Im Bechukosai telechu, that you walk in my statutes, that obviously it must mean that you are doing the will of Hashem, meaning that you are actually performing the mitzvahs, performing the commandments. But Keshawoimer, when the Pasuk says later on, Vasisem oisam, and you will perform them, Harai kiyoma mitzvahs amur, then it's already mentioned the fulfillment that you do the commandments. Hama ani mekayem, how am I now going to interpret the verse that says, Im bechukosai telechu, that you will walk in my decrees, or you will go in my statutes? How are we going to interpret this pasuk, since it's already mentioned that we are going to actually perform the commandments? Then what does the pasuk mean by walking in my decrees? Rashi answers, Shetiu amelim batorah, that you will be laboring in the Torah. Meaning that im bechukosai telechu, according to Rashi, cannot mean that you are actually making the commandments, because that is already written clearly in the pasuk later on, vasisem oisam, that you will do them. Then obviously the verse when it says im bechukosai telechu means something totally different, must mean that you should labor in Torah, that if you toil in Torah learning, then you'll get the rewards that Hashem mentioned in the next psukim. The Maharal in Gur Aryeh is wondering, why does the Torah call Torah in the language telechu, that we should walk? Telechu is from the word lech, walking, going. Why is learning Torah considered telechu, that we should walk? The Maharal answers that this is the process of Torah study, that a person usually progresses and increases in his level of sophistication and understanding of the Torah. Therefore, it is considered as we walking from level to level of Torah. And according to the Maharal, the message of the Torah is that in order to get the rewards that Hashem is promising you in this parsha, it is not enough that you will take the occasional class where you learn some Dvar Torah and you learn some words of Torah. You only get rewards if you toil in Torah, if you learn so much that you are able to go up from one level to a different level. You are not stagnant, you are not stationary, you keep moving from level to level in Torah learning, then and only then you will get the reward that the Torah is mentioning. But if you just take the occasional shiur, you deal with the Torah as a happenstance, you're not laboring in Torah, then you will not get the rewards promised in this week's parsha. According to the Mizrahi, this pasuk has three different steps, meaning that the first step is somebody who is laboring in Torah, but he is laboring in Torah not in order to perform the mitzvahs, just for Torah's sake, meaning that he is learning Torah for Torah's sake. That's in Bechukosai telechu, that he's toiling in Torah because Hashem told us to learn Torah. The second level is Ves mitzvoisai tishmoiru, which is a higher level, meaning somebody is toiling in Torah because he wants to perform the mitzvahs. He's learning all the details of the mitzvahs because he has in mind to perform those mitzvahs. And the third level is somebody who actually performs the mitzvahs, then vasisem oisam, then he actually does the mitzvahs, then he will be able to get all these rewards. According to the Mizrahi, the Torah is telling you three-step process in order for you to get the rewards. You could get the rewards just for toiling in Torah. According to the Mizrahi's interpretation of Rashi, the Torah here describes three ways that you are able to gather rewards. One, which is the lowest level, is if you learn Torah just for Torah's sake, not in order to perform the mitzvahs, and you actually don't end up performing the mitzvahs. The second level is when you learn Torah, but you're doing it because you want to make the mitzvahs, because as mitzvois haTishmoru, you want to perform the mitzvahs, you want to know the proper way to do it. That is the reason why you are learning Torah. And the third level is where actually you perform the mitzvahs, then you get reward for performing the mitzvahs themselves. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh in this week's Parsha gives 42 different interpretations on the first verse on the meaning of the words Im Bechikoisai Telechu, that you will walk in my decree. In his first interpretation, he brings Rashi's interpretation that Im Bechikoisai Telechu means Shatiyu Amelim Batoira, that we should toil in Torah. And he explains why does the Torah call laboring in Torah or toiling in Torah with the language Bechikoisai, my decrees. Normally, the translation of the word chok is a decree which is meant as something without a reason. Why does the Torah use the language Bechikoisai when the Torah wants to tell us to learn Torah, to toil in Torah? And he answers that this is the obligation that you require to learn something once, twice, three times, even though you already know it, you still require to go over time and time again. And the reason being, he explains, that Hashem decreed that we should have shikha, that we should forget the Torah. As the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis 18b, brings the Pasuk in Mishle, chapter 23, verse number 5, where he says, Hatoy ve'necha boy, that you close your eyes from it, ve'inenu, and it's gone. And this is referring to the Torah, that once you close your eyes and you don't learn the Torah, then you will forget the Torah. And the Chasam Sofer, in his drashas for Ches Teves, for the 8th of Teves, Amud Kav, Amud 100, there he explains the reason why Hashem made it so, that if you don't learn Torah, you will forget something that we don't see happens in any other wisdoms. And he explains that since Torah is total spiritual, total rachnis, and totally holy, then something like that is not possible to stay within a human body, which is gashmius, which is a physical being, meaning that something so spiritual, the Torah, has no place in a physical body, unless you make that body ready through being totally connected to Hashem and through learning Torah. Therefore, if you close your eyes from the Torah flies away because the spirituality leaves the body if you don't make yourself ready for Torah. Therefore, Hashem decreed that we should go over again and again the Torah in order for us to mezakech the body, to make our body susceptible to more Torah, and to inculcate the Torah inside our body. Therefore, the verse here refers to Torah in the language Bechikoisai, because it's a decree that even though you learned many times, nonetheless, if you don't want to forget it, you got to go over again and again and again. Then the Racham explains why is it written in the plural, Bechikoisai, in my decrees. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh gives a few different answers on this question. The first interpretation the Or HaChaim says is that it is referring to the two Torahs, Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh, the written law and the oral law, that we require to toil in both the written and oral law. The second interpretation the Or HaChaim gives of why it is written in the plural is that a person is required to learn in two different periods, meaning that a person has to koveya itim la Torah, he has to establish shiurim by day and by night, as the pasuk brings down vehigisa boy yoimam velaila, that we should learn in Torah by day and by night, and that is the reason why it's written in the plural, that you shouldn't think that one time in the day it's enough for you to have a shir. You require to have a shir by day and by night. And the third interpretation the Rachaim gives why B'chukoisa is written in the plural is because toiling in Torah involves not only learning, it also involves teaching. And he says that the meaning of the pasuk that says B'chukoisa teleichu, that you should walk in the decrees, which we mentioned, to learn and teach Torah, and then mitzvoisa tishmoiru, to safeguard the mitzvahs, and then vasisem oisom, and we should perform the mitzvahs, is what we always say, that we require lilmoit, lelamoit, lishmoir, velasois, that we require to learn and to teach, to safeguard and to do. Therefore, this pasuk is telling you all the situations that a person has to come to learn Torah, and learning Torah involves two steps, not only learning for yourself, you also are required to teach. And if you do these steps, then Hashem will give you all the rewards written in this parsha. Finally, the first Or HaChaim HaKodesh interpreting Rashi asks the Maharal's question that if it's true that the verse is referring to learning Torah, then why does the verse use the language Teilechu, that you are walking? What connection is Torah if walking? The Rachaim HaKodesh says that the Torah is telling you something very important. The Torah is telling you that you require to learn Torah uvelechtecho vaderech, when you're walking on the road, as we say in the Shema every morning. Therefore, it's written b'chukoisai, in my decrees teilechu, you should walk. That it's not enough that you learn at home, you require to walk with the Torah, learn Torah even though you're walking. I wanted to say that this is a very deep message, because normally we know that when a person is on vacation, unfortunately, he doesn't learn and doesn't devote as much time to Torah as he does when he is home. Because when he's in a home environment, then he has all the classes set, he has everything prepared for him, then it's easier for him to learn Torah. But when he is out of his element, he's traveling, then he doesn't give as much emphasis into learning Torah as much as you would give at home. Therefore, we could say that the Torah is telling you, im b'chukoisai teilechu, if you, when you walk, when you're traveling, you take the emphasis on Torah, then Hashem will give you the rewards that's listed in this parsha. And if you look closely, you could use this idea that I just mentioned to interpret the whole pasuk, meaning that unfortunately, when a person is not home, he tends to be lax in his commitment to mitzvahs. Unfortunately, he doesn't pray with such commitment as he prays when he is at home. He's not so committed to the laws of kashrus as he would have been had he been at home. And the reason is because the evil inclination convinces a person that nobody is watching him, that there is no reason to be as strict as you would have been at home. As a matter of fact, there is the Mishnah in Avos, in the second Perek Mishnah Dalet, where Hillel says, Al todun es chavercha, ad shetagia limkoimoi, you should not judge your fellow until you reach his place. And the simple interpretation is the interpretation brought by the Bartanura, which is that you never know the circumstances that caused your fellow to transgress or to do what he did. You never know the test that he had. You never know the upbringing that he had that caused him to do what he did. Therefore, you should not judge him if he fails a test, because you don't know what you would have done if you faced the test in the same circumstances as your fellow. But I heard once a deep word that it means to say in our situation, meaning that if you see somebody transgressing while he's away, somebody misbehaving when he's not in his home environment, do not judge him because it could be that his evil inclination, that evil inclination that we mentioned, that causes a person to transgress when he thinks nobody is watching, that is what caused them to sin. Judge him only when he reaches memkoimoi, his place, meaning when he is home and he transgresses in this way, then you should judge him. But don't judge him when you see him transgressing outside of his home environment. Clearly, he has no excuse for sinning, but since we have to dan a person lekav schus, we have to find the merits of a person, therefore we shouldn't judge him too harshly when he falls prey for this evil inclination. And this interpretation could be exactly what the first pasuk in our parsha means to say. Im bechukoisai teileichu, if you learn Torah when you're on the road, in the same way that you're learning Torah when you're home, ves mitzvoisai tishmoiru, and you safeguard the laws of kashrus, you safeguard the mitzvahs in the same way as you do when you're home, meaning that you perform the mitzvahs when you're traveling in the same way as you'd have been at home, vasisem oisom, you actually make the mitzvahs also, you do exactly what you're doing at home, then if you act that way, then Hashem promises that we are going to get all the blessings that is written in this parsha. If we act away from home with the same commitment to Hashem, with the same drive, with the same zeal as we do at home, then Hashem will give us the rewards, because then Hashem will see clearly that you are doing the mitzvahs and you are learning Torah because Hashem is the one that commanded you to do the mitzvahs and learn Torah, and not because of people seeing you do the mitzvahs and learn Torah. Then you're doing it only because it's a chok from Hashem, it's a decree of Hashem, and not because of other ulterior motives. As we mentioned previously, the Or HaChaim HaKodesh has 42 ways to explain this first pasuk, and his third and fifth interpretation, he uses the Pardes, meaning there is an acronym of the ways that we could interpret the Torah, which makes the acronym Pardes, which is Pshat, which means the simple, plain, intended meaning of a word or of a mitzvah, Remes, the alluded meaning, which means reading between the lines, or sometimes it's meant the hints, or Remes could mean the gematria, the numerical value of a word or of a phrase, Drash, which means the drawn-out meaning, the homiletic or interpretive meaning of a word, which is not the Pshat. And then we have Sod, which is the secret, which means the mystical or the esoteric meaning of a mitzvah or of a word. So the Torah is interpreted in the four levels of the Pardes, these four paths for you to learn Torah. And according to the Shloh, there is obligation for every Jew to innovate something in the Torah, that a Jewish person is required to make Chidushei Torah, and the Shloh says that specifically on Shabbos you have to make this Chidushim when Hashem gives you this Neshama Yisera, this extra soul. The Or HaChaim is telling you that if you do this Chidushim, if you are walking on the path of making this Chidushim and you have the permission to do them because you require to innovate, but in one condition, the condition is as mitzvoisai tishmoiru vaasisem oisom, that if you innovate, you could innovate anything you want as long as your innovation does not transgress halacha. If you are transgressing halacha, if you say that something is permissible is prohibited, or something that is prohibited is permissible based on your drash, based on your innovation, then you have to abstain from doing it. Because the pasuk says, im b'chikoisai teileichu, you know when you could walk in the path of the Pardes, when you could innovate in the ways that the Torah is expounded, only if you do not transgress the Torah, only if you are keeping the halachas of the Torah. But if you use that to go against halacha, then quite opposite, you are not only not going to get any blessings, you are actually going to get curses. Because the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tezvav, there says, Rabbi Elazar Amoidoa Oimer, Rabbi Elazar Amoidoa says, HaMegale Ponim BaTorah Sheloi KeHalacha, that somebody who perverts the meaning of Torah contrary to halacha, afal pi sheyesh beyadoi Torah umasim toivim, even though he has Torah and good deeds, still ein lo chelik lo elam haba, he is not going to have a portion in the world to come. Meaning that somebody is going to use the pardes, these ways to expound the Torah and use it against normative halacha as we have, and try to confuse people and tell the people that the halacha is not so, then that person, even though he has a vast Torah knowledge and is a person that does extremely good deeds, nonetheless, he will have no portion of the world to come. And that is implied in this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Im b'chukoisai teileichu," you know when you could expound in the paths of Torah, in the four levels of the pardes, only if, as mitzvoisai tishmoiru va'asisa moisam, only if you are committed to safeguard the mitzvahs and perform them. The way that we know the halacha is, then you are allowed to do b'chukoisai teileichu, you are allowed to walk in the path of the pardes and expound the Torah and explain any way that you think it's the right explanation. But once you transgress halacha, then you are required to separate and abstain and not expound anymore and not give out your ideas as good as you think your ideas may be. Sefer Beirach Moshe brings a beautiful interpretation of Im b'chukoisai teileichu, and before he does that, he brings a Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha, which is Parsha Lamed Hei, Simen Aleph, which the Medrash says, Hadou d'chsif, that this verse, Im b'chukoisai teileichu, ves mitzvoisai tishmoiru v'asise moisam, is the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim 119:59, Choshavti derochai, I thought about my ways, Voshiva ragli eladoi secha, but nonetheless, my legs, my feet took me to your Torah. Meaning, the Medrash says, Omar David, David says, Riboyne Sheloilam, Hashem, Bechol yom v'yoyim, Oisi mechashe v'oymer, Lemokem ployni, Ulebeizdira ployni's anioilach. Every day I was thinking, I'm going to this place, and I'm going to visit this house. But nonetheless, but nonetheless, my feet took me to the houses of prayers and the houses of learning. Even though I was thinking all day to go to different places, in the end, my feet took me to the Beis Medrash. All the Mefarshim are wondering, why did David HaMelech initially want to visit the places? He wanted to visit that place or this house, but nonetheless, his feet took him to the Beis HaMedrash. Why couldn't David HaMelech go straight to the Beis HaMedrash? Why is he mentioning that he was thinking about visiting this place and the other place, but nonetheless, his feet took him to the Beis HaMedrash? Why did he want to visit those places? And also the Mefarshim are wondering, what is the connection between that and this week's Parsha? What is the connection that David HaMelech wanted to go to different places, but he went to the Beis HaMedrash, have to do with the first pasuk in this week's Parsha that the Medrash decides to connect them? I once heard a simple interpretation on this Medrash, and that interpretation is that David HaMelech is teaching us how to deal with our satan, with our evil inclination. Meaning that a lot of times, if you make a commitment to do something, specifically if that something is a mitzvah, then the evil inclination is going to do anything possible to block you from doing that mitzvah. Because the evil inclination knows that you committed, therefore it has a purpose to block you. In the same way, that the Gemara in Adorim, Daf Tes Omed Aleph 9a, says, Rab Meir interprets the Pasuk in Keheles, chapter 5, verse 4, Toiva Sheloi Tidoir, better don't make a promise, another Misha Tidoir Veloi Teshalem, because if sometimes you make a promise, then you will not be able to keep it, meaning that you could always do the same action you want to do without making a promise. If you want to make a mitzvah as giving charity, or you want to make something that's permitted as eating an apple, you don't have to make a promise that you're going to give charity or eat the apple. All you have to do is do that. But once you make a promise, then the Satan, the evil inclination, is going to try to block you from fulfilling that promise. Therefore, Rab Meir says, better never make a promise, because if you make a promise, then it's going to be harder for you to keep. And that is exactly what David HaMelech is teaching us. David HaMelech is trying to tell us that you should not make a commitment that you are going to go to the Beis HaMedrash. Once you make a clear commitment, then it's going to be harder for you to maintain that commitment. Sure, it's possible for you to maintain that commitment, and if you maintain that commitment, you will get greater reward, since it was harder for you to maintain it. But a lot of times, because the Satan, the evil inclination, is standing straight against you, it will be harder for you to fulfill. Therefore, David HaMelech says, just say you're going out of the house, and then automatically go to the Beis HaMedrash. And that is exactly how David HaMelech handled his Yetzer Hara. Every day he said that I'm going to this house or to this place, but eventually his feet took him to the Beis HaMedrash. I have given pshat on this medrash, but I haven't yet established the connection between this medrash and Parshas Bechukosai. And Sefer Berach Moshe will answer that soon. But before we answer that, we'll have to bring a Gemara in Brachas Daf Kof Ches Omed Beis, which that Gemara is almost like what we say every time we have a Siyum HaShas. The Mishnah mentions that Rav Nechunya ben Akana used to make a prayer when he used to come in and when he used to leave the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara starts explaining the prayer that he used to make when he used to come into the Beis HaMedrash, and we'll pick up the Gemara when the Gemara is trying to explain the prayer that Rav Nechunya ben Akana used to make when he used to leave the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara says the prayer was Moidani lefonecho Hashem Elokai, I thank you, Hashem, Shesamto Chelkim Yoshe Beis HaMedrash, that you establish my portion with those who dwell in the study hall. V'loisamto Chelkim Yoshe Veikronois, you did not establish my portion amongst those who are idlers or sit in corners, meaning those who don't do anything. Shani Mashkim Vehei Mashkimim, because I arise early and they arise early. Ani mashkim ledivre Torah, I arise early and go learn Torah, meaning I arise for words of Torah. Vehem mashkimim litvarim betelim, and they arise early for idle words. They chatter all day. Ani amol vehem amelim, I toil and they toil. Ani amol umekabel sachar, I toil and receive reward. Vehem amelim vein umekabel sachar, and they toil and do not receive reward. Meaning, according to the Chafetz Chaim, if you are a workman, for example, you sell suits, even though you spend long hours cutting the material and sewing the material and putting the buttons, but yet, if something goes wrong in the end, you don't get paid for all your work. You can't sell the suit, and for all the work that you did and all the materials you put in, you don't get remunerated, you don't get paid. But in Torah, it's not the same way. Even though you learn and you don't understand, but since you spend a long time sitting and trying to understand, even though in the end you did not accomplish your goal, you did not understand that Gemara, you did not understand that Tosfos, Hashem still gives you reward for the amount of toiling that you did, for the amount of work that you did. The end result, if you understood or not, is not important as the effort you put in. Therefore, we toil and get reward, meaning we get reward for toiling even though we did not accomplish what we wanted to accomplish, and the worker only gets reward for what he actually accomplishes. For the toiling or how much work it went into making, he doesn't get any reward. Then the Gemara continues, Ani ros vehem rotzim, I run and they run, Ani ros lechai olam haba, I run to the life of the world to come, vehem rotzim liber shachas, and they run to the pit of destruction, meaning that they run to Gehenna, that since they don't do mitzvahs, they waste their time, they end up in Gehenna. The Beirach Moshe asks a question, why do you have to write down all these details? First of all, what's important to write down Ani Mashkim Vehem Mashkimim, that I get up early and they get up early? What's the difference if you get up early or not? Rav Nechunya ben Akonashov just said, Ani Oisek Batorah Vehem Einam Maskim Batorah, that I learn Torah and they don't learn Torah. Why do you have to write down that I get up early to learn Torah? Why just not say that I learn Torah and they don't? And the next statement that he says, I toil and they toil, I toil and get reward. Why would you think that Hashem would not give you reward for toiling? Hashem gives reward for anything a person does. En Hashem mekapeach schar koberia. Hashem doesn't take away reward from anything that a person does. Then why would you think that Hashem would not give you the reward for toiling? If it's talking about toiling in Torah, clearly you will get the reward for toiling, for putting your effort. Why would you think that Hashem will not give you the reward for putting the effort? And the last statement where it says that I run for the world to come, why it's so important to say that he's running for the world to come? Why can't you just say that I'm meriting the world to come? Am zoich lechai olam haba. By me learning Torah, I merit the world to come. And they, by not learning Torah, merit to go to Beir Shachas. Why is necessary the language that I am running for the world to come? Then Sefer Beirach Moshe brings the Rosh in the first perek of Brachas, Siman Yud Gimel, where the Rosh is discussing the Berachas HaTorah, the blessings of Torah that we make every morning before we learn anything, where there the Rosh says that Afilu Hifsik V'yotzel HaSokav, that even though a person interrupted his learning and went to do business, still is not considered a hefsek, is not considered interruption, and it's not considered hesek hadas, is not considered like he has the bracha out of his mind. And when you go back to learning, you're not required to make a new bracha, kitomit datoy alimudoy, because always his mind is in his learning. Meaning that normally we know that if you have esach hadas, if you take something out of your mind, you invalidate your bracha, that you invalidate the blessing that you made. For example, if I eat a meal and then I leave the house and come back, I'm not entitled to continue the meal. I have to make a new bracha because that was esach hadas. I removed that from my mind. But in our case, if we learn Torah and we make the blessings of the Torah, even though I'm busy doing business all day, and then at night I go back to learning Torah, I am not required to make a new bracha for Torah learning. And the question is, why? Why isn't it considered a hefsek? Why isn't it considered an interruption? The fact that I spend most of my day doing business and not learning Torah, how does my bracha in the beginning of the day work for my learning at night? The Ogur in Siman Aleph explains that even while a person is doing business, since a person has to be careful in business to follow Torah law, meaning that a person, while he is in business, has to be careful not to charge interest, pay his employees on time, make sure the measurements are correct, make sure the product is proper, make sure not to overcharge, make sure not to aggrieve, not to cheat, not to slander. Therefore, even though he is busy doing things that are permissible, but nonetheless, since he's required to follow a Torah life and he's required to follow Torah law, it is not considered hesach hadas. It's not considered like he took the thing out of his mind, because even while he's busy working, he's still learning and putting to practice words of Torah. Again, since you are doing business, you are doing permissible things, even though you're doing permissible things or business, you still are constantly involved in Torah ideas, because in order to run a proper business, you have to learn Torah, you have to know how to behave in a Torah way, even if you have dealings with different people without doing business. Nonetheless, you have to know how to deal with them, what you may speak, what you may not speak, what ethically you could do, what ethically you can do, what is called cheating, what is called lying, what is called aggrieving the other person. Therefore, you are constantly involved in a Torah way. Therefore, the bracha that you made in the beginning of the day covers the whole day, because the whole day you are involved in Torah learning. Therefore, if after you finish your daily affairs, you go back to learning, you're not required to make a bracha again, because it's tantamount as you would have never left learning, because all day you are involved in learning. According to this, says Sefer Berach Moshe, this is the intention of the bracha that Rav Nachunya ben Akona used to make when he used to leave the Beis HaMedrash. Meaning that Rav Nachunya ben Akona used to leave the Beis HaMedrash in order to go do business, in order to earn a living. Therefore, he wanted to make sure that his thoughts are always connected to Torah. So he used to say, "Shesamto chelki mi yoishe Beis HaMedrash," that you put my portion amongst those who sit in the Beis HaMedrash, meaning, even though I'm going to work now, nonetheless, since my thoughts are always in Torah, because the whole day while I am in business, I'm dealing in a Torah way, therefore, even though I'm in business, is still considered as I would be Yoishe Beis HaMedrash, as I would be sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. Why? Because Shani Mashkim Ledivre Torah, because I get up in the morning to learn Torah. Therefore, the bracha that I make to learn Torah in the morning, as the Rosh says, applies even for later. Why does it apply for later? Because that is still considered learning Torah, meaning even though I'm busy doing business, it's still considered learn Torah. From the fact that he is Mashkim, that he gets up in the morning and says Berachas HaTorah, and that counts for him for the whole day, that shows that the whole day is involved in Torah learning. And that is also the meaning of the words Ani Amel Umekabel Schar, I toil and receive reward. Not as you explained before, that I toil in Torah learning and receive reward for Torah learning. Clearly, if you toil in Torah learning, you will receive reward. But here, the meaning is that I toil in business, I work the whole day, but nonetheless, I receive reward as I would have been learning Torah. Because since the bracha of Berachas HaTorah applies for all day, that is tantamount of me learning Torah. Therefore, ani amol, even though I'm struggling in business, still umekabel sachar, I still get reward as I would be learning Torah. And the same interpretation he gives by ani rotz lechai olam haba, meaning even though I'm running to business, even though I'm running to do my affairs, still, since I do it in a Torah way, and since I only do it because I learned Torah before and I know how to behave, then my running is like running lechai olam haba, is running for the world to come. Then according to this interpretation, the whole bracha that Rabbi Chunya ben Akona gave was a bracha before he went to work, after he learned Torah, and that makes a lot of sense, because this bracha was not said before he went to learn, he was said after he left the Beis HaMedrash. When he was leaving the Beis HaMedrash and going to work, that's when he said this bracha, because he wanted to keep in mind that he is always learning even though he's doing business. And that could only come if you make sure you learn before. If you never learn Torah, then you'll never know how to properly behave. Then your business cannot count for you as learning Torah. But the fact that you learn Torah and then you go to work, then you know how to ethically and halachically behave, then your working is tantamount of you learning Torah, because you're applying in practice the principles you learned before. Therefore, you get reward for working as you would have for learning Torah. And that is how the Satmar Rebbe in Beirach Moshe explains the Medrash that we mentioned with David HaMelech. Meaning, David HaMelech was a king. And as a king, he has to be involved in affairs of state. And he was worried all day that since I have to go to this house, I have to do this thing, then he won't have time to learn Torah. But eventually he realized that the fact that he started learning Torah, then automatically his affairs of state, if he acts in a Torah way, then it's considered as he would be learning Torah. And that is a translation of the Medrash. The Pasuk says, Choshavti derochai, I thought of the ways that I have to go. V'ashiva ragli adosecha, but my feet went back to your Torah. Meaning, David HaMelech said for Hashem, the whole day I was wondering and I was thinking that I have to go to this place and I have to go to this house. But nonetheless, in the end, I saw that my feet are taking me back to the houses of learning and the houses of prayer. Meaning, that since I am acting in a Torah way when I'm doing my affairs of state, even though I am going to those places, I'm going to this house, and I'm going to this place, but nonetheless, my feet actually are tantamount as I would be learning Torah, because my learning Torah, my learning how to behave in a Torah way, that caused me to act the way I'm acting, therefore I get reward for my business, for my affairs of state, as I would have gotten for learning Torah. And according to this, Sefer Beirach Moshe explains, this is the connection to our Pasuk. The Pasuk starts, Im b'chikoisai teilechu, v'es mitzvoisai tishmoiru, v'asisem oisam. That if you are learning Torah, if you start with the chukois, then even though teilechu, even though you leave the Beis Medrash, still, as mitzvoisai tishmoiru, still it is tantamount as you keeping the mitzvahs, because since you learned how to keep the mitzvahs in the Beis Medrash, therefore, even though you outside and you doing your work, still it's tantamount as you'd have kept the mitzvahs, vasisem oisam, then Hashem views it as you would have done. And that is exactly what Rashi means to say. Rashi means to say, Shetiyu ameilim batoira, meaning that even though we are meilim, even though we are working for our parnasa, we are toiling in our livelihood, as it's written in Iyuv chapter 5, verse number 7, Adam le'omol yulad, that a person is born to toil, and normally it means that he's born to toil in his livelihood, but nonetheless, since you start with Bechukoisai, since you started learning Torah, then your Amelim is still considered as you would be Batoira, as you would be learning Torah. Even though you're working for your Parnasa, still would be considered as you'd learn Torah. But that is only again if you start by learning Torah. If you never decide to learn Torah, never learn the Halachas, then your toiling cannot be in a Torah way. Because since you don't know the laws, you think you know the laws, then your toiling, your working, it could actually transgress Torah. Therefore, it's important that you start by learning Torah, and only if you start by learning Torah, then your parnasa, your livelihood, if it's done in a Torah way, and even your daily affairs, if it's done in a Torah way, then it will be tantamount as you learning Torah, and you'll get reward for it. Now, Hashem Yisburach should help that you would all sit down and learn Torah, Like that, our life will be filled with mitzvahs, and if our life is filled with mitzvahs, then we merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, b'mheiro b'yomeinu, Amen.